Where did you kind of develop your sound? You've got this really different type of voice. It's really hard to explain.
Well, I went to school for, I actually auditioned for this boarding school for musical theater, and then I got there and I was like, maybe not, because they were, they all had very different voices. Like, they were powerful and belty. And I don't know, the musical theater sound is just so different. And so I kind of was like, well, maybe I'll just do Shakespeare. And so I stopped doing music when I was like, that was in 10th grade. And so I haven't really done it until this last year. I executive produced a web series that was a pop musical.
Mm-hmm.
So my character had a song and I sang Marvin Gaye's Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Nice.
Yeah. It was really fun. And then the music producer was like, I like your tone. Like, if you write me some stuff, then, you know, I'll produce it for you. And I was like, why not? And then all of a sudden I was like, I don't want to go to acting class because I'm working on a song right now. And it's like, it just felt right. And it, like, I don't know, with acting, it was always kind of like a struggle. Mm-hmm. And the music is just like, it comes naturally. It's fun. And, but as far as like sound, I mean, I didn't really have training for a long time. And as soon as I started working with that producer, I met this guy, Stevie Mackey, and he's my voice coach and he is unbelievable. Like, he's also one of the backup vocalists on The Voice. He has the voice of an angel and he makes it so much fun. And he's very soulful. Like, he grew up at the gospel church.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have these really fun warm ups where it's like, I want my baby. And he's just playing and it's just so fun. But I think his influence on me has a lot to do with like the soul that comes out.
Can you kind of give me the VH1 Behind the Music of, Guilty? How did you write that song? How did it come about? What inspired it?
I had just binged watched Orange is the New Black.
Great show.
Yeah. And I was like, I want to write a song that gets on that show.
Wow.
And so, I mean, I think that every time I sing it, it kind of means something different to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I was also like just going, getting over like a breakup at that point. So I was like trying to be like reflective and look at what I did in the relationship, that's something that like brought out a color that I don't necessarily like in myself. And so how can I like move forward and onto new relationships where I'm doing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
In terms of your sound, you have this very, like, I'm looking at your picture right now on the Skype. You have this like almost girl next door, wholesome, like beautiful look, but it's like your voice is very, sultry and it's very sexy. Do you kind of catch people off guard when they hear you sing for the first time? Has anyone ever said anything to you like, whoa, I did not expect that?
Yeah, a lot of people say that because, yeah. It's like, I don't, and it's weird because I don't really even walk into the room with that energy, mm-hmm. like that sexual, that's why it's fun for me to sing too, because it's a different part of me. It's like a shadow that lives within me that I get to fully express when I'm singing. And it's kind of like having a mask, the same that you have in theater when you're acting. It kind of gives you the freedom. Because it's like, well, I'm the character. It's not really me. It's like, even Beyonce says that she's a different character when she's on stage performing. And Sasha, I totally Fierce. Understand that. Huh?
Yeah, she's Sasha Fierce, right?
Yeah.
So, you have this single out, but what else is on the horizon for you? What else are you working on? Are you planning an album? Are you planning to tour?
All of the above. I also have another single out called Battle Cry.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm currently producing three songs on my own with this guy, Aaron Dudley. He's done all of my songs so far. He's fantastic. And then I co-wrote a couple songs, one with this girl, Allie Schultz, who also went to boarding school with me. She's actually one of the girls who I was like, oh no, she's too good. I can't do this. And she went on to Broadway. She's on Broadway, like Grease and Jawbreaker. And so I'm so excited to work with her on this song. And then Stevie Mackey, the voice teacher, is also producing that one for us. And then I'm also writing a song with two other girls, Julia Price and Brigida Santos. And it's just fun because it's kind of like a girl band vibe. And it's, I don't know, I'm trying to write with as many people as I can and get that experience. I'm also writing for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Music videos, I think, are going to be my avenue. As opposed, like, I kind of want to try doing the YouTube thing where I release a new video like once a month. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the production value would be like a little bit bigger because it's really hard to have like a lot of that team and the money and the energy into a huge production. So I'll be like fully produced on one, and then maybe the next month it'll be like filming me on my friend's balcony with a band.
Excellent. Do you feel like your videos would be stronger possibly because of your acting experience?
I hope so. I feel like that is the case. Even when I'm recording in the studio, I feel like that's the case. Like I'll think, well, actually my voice coach told me this one. I was singing this song Addicted to You, and he's like, I want you to pretend that you're Ursula from The Little Mermaid. And I was like, okay, I don't really get that, but all right. So I put some sunglasses on and I got into it, and I was like, oh, now I get it, because your thoughts also affect the tone and the sound of your voice. And so when I was feeling that, he calls me, he's like, you got to bring out the big black mama with you. And I was like, okay.
So what are your goals for the rest of the year? What are you really looking forward to accomplishing in 2014?
I would love to have at least 7 new singles out and do more music videos. And I have my first show at Hotel Cafe April 10th. And after that one, it's going to like break the ice for me. Mm-hmm. I would love to be performing all over Los Angeles and hopefully in New York and San Francisco as well.
I'm happy that you mentioned a show. The way the music industry is built now, I mean, studio work is great and singles, releases, downloads, that's all great. But a lot of musicians make the bulk of their money performing live shows. So what do you think you bring to the table in a live setting that you don't necessarily see in a studio performance?
I think that's where the acting will come into play, where I don't hold back. I don't have that much experience performing my own music, but I have a lot of experience performing on stage in general. And I really love to feed off the audience's energy, and I think that it'll bring out something really exciting for me.
Is there anything else that you want to tell our listeners that you may think may intrigue them more about your work, or anything else that you're working on moving forward that they may be interested in?
I don't know about anything else. I guess that I really hope that my music can stand out for its depth and its honesty, even when that means like me being vulnerable about certain things in my life. Like, you know, when I first wrote Guilty, I was like, I don't know about this. Like, do I really want to tell people? Because it feels so personal, but that's also kind of what's exciting. And so I hope that people can embrace that part of them as well.